With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Is it a crisis? Hi, I'm Jarvis Smith, and my new show, Lean Into Clean, will inspire, impress, and inform. What can we all do to clean up our lives so the next generations and, of course, our beautiful planet can thrive? Perhaps we've all lost our way. Lean Into Clean will showcase how we might remember, refocus and restore the natural way so we can again live in balance and harmony with life on Earth and all its inhabitants. We're gonna save the world tonight. Welcome to this week's show. I'm Jarvis Smith. This is Lean Into Clean on UK Health Radio. How are you, everybody? Happy Monday to you all. This is a very, very special show. I am in New York. So I don't know if you know, but at the moment, the General Assembly for the United Nations is happening in New York right now as we speak. And the reason I'm here is because we had an event in Times Square on Saturday. For peace. It was the United Nations Peace, International Peace Day. And as you know, if you've been listening into our previous shows, I am part of a movement called OM, which is, in fact, I'm not going to say what it is because I actually have some of the OM ambassadors and OM founder with me here today. So I'm going to let them explain to you what OM is all about. But I just want to tell you this before I do. So OM connects ancient wisdom with modern wellness, empowering individuals to unlock their full potential, nurture their inner peace, and actively contribute to a more peaceful and connected global community. You can find out more at ompresents.com. So I'm going to welcome three of my most amazing OM friends, OM ambassadors, part of the OM team. I'm here with Michelle Narciso.
Hello.
I'm here with the legend Lama Tashi Norbu.
Hello, Tashi Dele.
And Yogini Jema. So I'm surrounded by... Sorry, Yogi, go.
Namaste.
So this is an unusual show for me because we are all in the same place, which is amazing. We're all in the same studio, which is fantastic. So, right, where do we start, guys? Who wants to explain what OM is kind of expressing as a thing? Because I can't say it's an organization. We can't really say it's a business, can we? It's like we're trying to do something new here. Well, certainly you are. And try and just explain to us, Michelle, what OM is for you.
OM for me is, as you said, I have a little trouble every time I get asked this question.
It's a tricky one, huh?
Because, you know, people want to know, well, if I say it's a company or a not-for-profit or a movement, you know, then they want details around, well, how does it work?
Yeah.
What is your product? What's, you know, how do you make money? What is the business model? But it's none of that. It's very much a journey into ourselves. And the idea is that we want to raise consciousness, you know, everywhere from schools to the workplace and every place in between. You know, we want to contribute, as you said, to a more peaceful and connected global community. And we do that by many different ways, whatever gets people's attention. And it's, you witness it in person again, you know, during a peace day on Saturday at Times Square. And I think it's, you know, you could call it a concert, but I think that we all can agree that it was way more than that. It's creating connection, not even creating connection, actually reminding people that we actually all are connected.
I think that's really well articulately put. It's a tricky one, isn't it? Because knowing you and how we met and,
You had this kind of when we first met. In fact, I must just share that we met at COP28 in Dubai for the first time. I remember sitting down. I was invited to go over to a table, and Michelle was there, and there was just this kind of instant connection. And many of you will have had that experience. You're walking down the street, or you bump into somebody in a cafe, or something's going on, and you just like have this instant knowing of each other. And that's how it was for us, right? And we didn't know where we were going to be today, but a year and a bit later, here we are, all kind of hanging out together with this amazing concert in Times Square. I think what you said there, what the thing that really stood out for me was about consciousness. And let's dive into that a little bit more, and before we talk about the concert. So what do you mean by consciousness?
Consciousness for me is elevating beyond kind of our everyday programming, our domestication, you know, how we think we are supposed to live our lives. And we I think a lot of us are in our minds a lot, and our minds, not the consciousness, was what I think is beyond that. And the goal is for us to, you know, meditation is a big part of what we do, spiritual practice, so that we can quiet that mind. And again, it's really hard to articulate.
It
It's
is.
almost something
I
you have
agree.
to feel. But you know, the idea is to remember, I say it a lot, the interconnectedness of our mind, body, and spirit, the interconnectedness of all of us as humanity. And then obviously, also importantly, the interconnectedness of us and our planet. It's all connected, everything. And so the whole idea is to remind people in a number of different modalities, whatever works for different people, of that idea. Because once you remember that, you know, a lot of the things that causes problems today, be it just with ourselves or with other people, that goes away when you realize that we're all part of the same family. And so this is what we're trying to do, is remind people of that and create a happier, loving, more kind, compassionate place.
I think it's brilliant. And you know what? I mean, Michelle is definitely the emanation of all of those things that she's described, which is, I think, why we've all been attracted to her and kind of what she wants to create. And now we've become a part of it. So I've got, as I said, I've got Lama Teshi Norbu here, and I've got Yogini Jama here. We're going to bring them into the conversation shortly. But let's just talk about Saturday. Like, how cool was
Oh
Saturday?
my goodness.
So just to put things into perspective, those of you that have been to New York, you will know that Times Square is probably the epitome of the modern world in terms of consumption and indulgence in consumerism. And it's like for me, certainly, it was the most intense environment I've been in, where you are consumed by life in its modern state of being. It's hustle and bustle, it's video screens everywhere, it's beautiful, tall, gorgeous buildings, there's noise, there's sirens, I mean, it's just kind of chaos. And then we are there in the middle with a stage that says peace starts within, with Om, OMMM, over the banner. And of course, there were other organizations involved, which we'll go into in a minute. I remember walking around the corner, looking at it, and going, well, it's making my hair stand on it, just talking about it. It's like, wow, if we can bring peace here, then we've cracked it, right? That's the thought I had in the morning. I think we did pretty well, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Yes,
Hey.
we did.
So let's just talk about, I think it'd be really nice if you shaped, just told us a little bit about the day and like what we were doing, and that will bring obviously everybody else into the conversation. But just give us an overview of what happened and how it unfolded. The content, the performers, the speakers.
Well, we're fortunate enough that this is our third concert that we have produced in Times Square. The first was Peace Day last year, which took a very, you know, each one has evolved and took a different form. And we did Earth Day in April earlier this year. This one I thought was really special because we had a really heavy hand in curating the messages that we wanted people to hear. And, you know, for me, there's a couple things. One is I didn't want there to be so much talking. I wanted there to be a lot of feeling. And so we did that with music, really powerful music and different music. You know, we went from the beautiful sounds of Snat Samkar to the mesmerizing sounds of Lamatashi to the unexpected message, beautiful, really deep messages if you listen of Mandy Mayhem. And of course, we close with actually the most perfect song for you, Jarvis, with Save the World. And we had some beautiful speakers. We were really lucky to have Yogini Jema, really just piecing in it all together and making it flow and putting everything into the right context. And even beyond that, this is all energy, right? Contributing her beautiful, calming energy. Sister Jenna from the Brahma Kumaris, who is just ethereal. She's love and light. She's their whole organization. You know, many of the sisters showed up, and they are, for me, the epitome of love and light and graciousness and humility and generosity. And you know, they stood there and they were able to calm Times Square down. And it was quiet, which is a feat, you know, on a Saturday when there's nice weather. We had Sanjeev Verma with us, who is a master meditator and a Vedic psychologist who did Vasudeva Kutumbakam. I know how to say that now because we chanted it many
You
times.
mastered it. We were like, what is it again, Michelle?
And this was the theme for the G20 summit in India. And the idea is it's one earth, one family, one future. And it's just a reminder of that, which is very much what Om is. And then we had just two beautiful speakers, Kathleen Prendeville of Google, you know, talking about her personal experience and how she's found peace after the loss of her sister to suicide, and how she's spreading that message to everyone she meets, but in particular to corporate, which is so important because they make a lot of the big decisions that impact our world. And then we had Hannah Sanidi, who is, oh my gosh, she's 23. And she was on your show, wasn't she,
She was
last
last
week?
week, yeah.
And she's so inspirational. And you know, she said, should I make my topic youth empowerment? And I said, you can make whatever topic you want, but you are empowered. You're on the stage in Times Square and you're 23 and you've like, you're so powerful. And we had her, and it was just this beautiful, beautiful group of people that, you know, when you're looking at it on a piece of paper, it may not make sense. Like, what am I watching? You know, Lamatashi and all of the amazing Tibetan monks were, you know, also in addition to a beautiful ceremony, created a mandala that is, I'm going to say 6 feet because I'm American. I don't know
No, that's right.
in
We
circumference. Okay. Yeah.
by 8 feet.
Okay.
8 feet.
Yeah. It was quite big and it was beautiful. And so in the
So
middle,
just for context, this mandala was on the floor in
stand
front of the
mandala.
stage,
Yeah, the
sand
sand.
stand mandala, and there were monks and other people that were just tipping sand into formation. It was absolutely beautiful.
Mainly
And
Lama wants
sorry
us
to
to
cut
do
you
it.
in, but it's important just to share this. And on the circle, there were eight
10 all religion
10
symbols.
religions. That's it. So Lama Teshi is going to talk more about that in a minute. So thank you. Sorry to interrupt.
So it was this beautiful thing. And then just quickly, when I, you know, when I got to where we are now here, I was speaking to one of the women and she said, I don't understand. Why did you do it in Times Square? Like, if your goal is really to get people to be at peace, like that feels like that's like the weirdest place to do it. I mean, you have like the Naked Cowboy, you've got like these other like big, you know, Disney
There was a
cartoons.
transformer there.
I
There
mean,
was a big
yeah,
gorilla
there.
there. There was
And by the way, there was right next to us one of those spinning cameras, like blasting music.
playing New
And
York, New
it was,
York.
you know, you've got, and it just is crazy. And my answer was, it's really easy to find peace when you're in a, well, not really easy. Actually, it's not, none of this is, it's simple, as you like to say, but it's not always
It's
easy.
exactly,
And,
yeah.
but it is made easier when you are, in a quiet place or a beautiful place. And yeah, my thing is, if you can find peace in the middle of all the chaos, that's it, right? That's the goal. So that, and I felt like we were able to do that. And also, sorry, the other thing is, obviously, it's a crossroads of the world. It's an amazing platform to have. Thank you so much to Paul Sladkiss, who is part of the Good News Corp and has been producing this concert for 22 years, for peace, with peace being the star of the show. And you know, also importantly is OM is about the mainstream. We want to, you know, we don't want to. It's not that we don't want to. Our targeted audience are not the people that are already there. They're there. We want to activate them to spread their light. But what we want to do is to bring in all the good people who are there but just don't know. And it's a beautiful place for people to happen upon us and learn more about us.
I think
So.
that's beautiful, and it's a really lovely segue there to kind of the ambassadors, and you know what your kind of vision is, or what vision was for that, and how quickly you've attracted people. Just to say that, you know, although of course there's a lot of craziness going on in the world right now with, you know, the wars and, you know, people suffering, we committed that the peace that we wanted to bring to this particular event was under the banner of peace starts within, which I think is so important, right? What you just said then about what we were able to create, and it was clearly you know, a unity event, was actually we're all well practiced with inner peace. You know, we got Lama Teshi here, we've got Yogini Jama. I mean, you know, Lama and a yogi, it's like, come on, these are like the pinnacle of peace starts within. But actually, what we do know, because we're well practiced in it, if you can find that peace within, then actually it begins to emanate on the outside of you in whatever chaos, which we truly experienced that in Times Square, didn't we?
I think that
This is Yogini Jama coming in now, right? So get to touch on this.
that just nails it on the button what the OM experience is that, you know, when we started the Times Square event, we started with Namaste, which means the light in me recognizes the light in you. And that's been the OM experience for me, from meeting Michelle to meeting you, Jarvis, Lama. The moment that we connected, it was like the light within us connected. And it's that interconnectedness that people experience through OM. And that's what happened in Times Square. We just show up, right? And we do the best and we offer our light. We come together as an OM family of OM ambassadors, and we offer whatever we can to offer that light to others to uplift them. And there are many modalities. There's meditation, there's mantra, there's music, there's movement. Then there's just satsang, gathering, and people experience that. And it was quite remarkable. Like you said, Times Square is a mandala of just electricity, you
Yeah,
know,
concrete.
stimulation to like the max, you know. It's just vibrating with like your nervous system is shot. Yet right there in the center of that, we held space of light and people started to gather. And Jarvis, I mean, people were coming up to you saying, "My life actually just changed right now." You know, they felt the shift, and that's that interconnectedness of when OM gets together to do an event and what we're all coming together to do for people to actually have that experience, which is beyond the mind.
I think that's beautiful, because I remember walking around and, you know, constantly I was you on stage presenting, and Michelle was kind of on the phone trying to organize something. And there was just this, I could literally feel this connection of light between us. It's like we were holding space between us wherever we were. And we were working as a unit, weren't we? We weren't individually there in our egos. We were there as a unit, which I thought was very powerful. We're going to have to go to a commercial break, but when we come back, I want to bring in Lama Teshi, because you kind of one of the openers, if you like, of the show, and that really kind of you and Sister Jenna, I think, set the intention from a spiritual, grounded, foundational perspective. So we're going to talk about that in a second, but we are going to go to a commercial break. As I said, I'm Jarvis Smith. This is Lean Into Clean. I'm here with the OMM team, OMMMPresents.com. Be back in a second.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. This is Lean Into Clean. I'm Jarvis Smith. I hope you're having a lovely Monday. For those of you that have just joined the show, We are talking about a concert that we held in Times Square on Saturday for International Peace Day as part of the UN General Assembly. I'm here with the OM ambassadors and the OM movement, because I can't even say it's an organization, because it's just not, it's a thing, but it's not a thing.
It's beyond the human language.
It's beyond the human language, which is beautiful. We were just talking about the kind of schedule of what we did and, you know, how we were holding space. But I want to just bring in Lama Tashi Norbu, who is an OM ambassador. Just for a bit of background, there is a show that I did with Lama Tashi that you can go back to find out a lot more about him. So we won't waste too much time with that now. But for context, Lama Tashi was an artist in residence with the Dalai Lama and now is the host of the only Tibetan museum out of Tibet that's registered in the Netherlands, right?
Yes.
So it's a beautiful, beautiful place. Lama, I want to ask you, you and Sister Jenna, and obviously Sister Jenna's not here, so we can't speak to her, but you kind of set the tone in terms of the day. You created or consecrated or created a chant, a very sacred moment with your, and you, obviously the mandala as well. Just tell us a little bit about that why you do the chants and what they're an expression of and how it changes the energy or the vibe in a place.
Yes. Thank you, Jarvis. This is my second time to interview with you.
Yay.
In London, and thank you for the awards I received, and now for the OM in the Times Square, my second time. And I'm from Tibet, and then our museum in the Netherlands has been greatly blessed by the Dalai Lama also and the people of the world. Sorry, my neck is like. And then during the OM presence in the Times Square, it was a great opportunity for me, myself, with the Tibetan Lamas. We have a Venerable Wangchuk, we have a Tsundu from, he's the chanting master of Sera Monastery, and the other Jamba. So they're from the monastery with thousands of monks. So we had the best chanting masters along with myself reciting the mantras of compassion, and then we did the sand mandala. It is a sand mandala of compassion. So because of the title as a peace within, we created the compassion, the Buddha of compassion, that is Avalokiteshvara in Sanskrit. So he's a white Buddha with the symbol of compassion, love and compassion, because peace starts from a compassionate heart.
Yeah.
And then we generate that with the sand, that we did the diagram within the center. We have a lot of deities, and then we have added all religious symbols, 10 of them. And then we throw the monks through the sand corals, and each of sand coral resembles one Buddha's energy. And we have poured thousands of sand corals, and that symbolized to generate because the Times Square is the most important square in the world, in the whole world. So for us, for me and the Tibetan monks, we represent Tibet, our culture, and our country is already in a situation that Tibet could disappear like the Native American. So for us, it was very important. I want to say thanks to OM and yourself again for this opportunity. Next one I'm receiving from Jaima in LA. So all these great opportunities we could perform for the world peace, for my country. We resembles the whole country behind us. So I feel very honored and to be the ambassador for OM ambassador and for my country and for our Tibetan museum, which we wanted to launch in America. Temple and a museum. So this is so important moments for us. So we perform the compassion mantras, and then the wisdom and that song we did, which the Tibetan chanting of Manjushri's mantra. So which I will do later.
Yay! Okay, Lama Tashi is going to perform live for us. Oh, so perform's not quite the correct word. It's definitely chant. Sorry, being an artist is like all about performance, but Thank you for that, Lamatashi. What I'm really struck by what you've said is, I mean, Buddhism, it's one of the truly ancient cultures of our planet, and the chants and the mandalas. And what do you feel, or what have you been taught is the reason to do that kind of sacred?
Whenever I met Onju and me, we met Dalai Lama several times, and myself when I was working in Dalai Lama's palace. Then he always would talk about our culture. He always say that, and he always reminded me not to have Tibetan always. I should remember. So all this, even like if you have met Mahatma Gandhi, even if he would say one word to you, you will remember that. It will be the inspiration. So we have these inspirations and guidance, kind of, which we all went. Michelle also went to Dharamsala to have the blessings of Dalai Lama. So these are like inspirations, and we just put our whole life into the. So these prayers are done not only for ourselves, but for all sentient beings. So because we believe that if there is a grant from the Buddhas, then if you ask for the big prayers, then you are also included in the whole sentient being. So our purpose of our life is always like being the monastic life, to go for the world is to benefit all sentient beings, and all, even we talk about all microorganisms, then it's trillions and trillions, the spirit world in this universe. For them, when we recite these prayers, they are all included.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, thank you. Yogini Jeva, I'm going to come to you. You and thank you, Lama Teshi. Beautiful. I'd love to go into a lot more detail about that, but we don't have time. Go on,
I would love to go into a
please,
little bit
please.
more deep. So, yoga is the complete science of body and mind. So in understanding the effect that mantra and mandala, these geometric shapes and configurations, they have a direct effect on the deeper consciousness. So our subconscious mind, which is connected to the collective consciousness and universal. But we're all staying, in a small percentage of the totality of the power of our mind, of our consciousness. We function on about 5% of the totality of that consciousness every day, and it's in the realm of a beta brainwave. When you chant the mantra Om, an EEG is put on the brain, it immediately starts to register alpha and theta brainwaves. That is the power of mantra. It actually shifts you out of the thinking mind and brings you into the subconscious mind, the deeper conscious, which is connected and interconnected with everyone and everything. And that is literally the experience of Om, and the Om experience that we're working, to have more people feel into.
That's beautiful. And also in Hindu culture, for example, the Om is apparently the first sound of creation. It was the thing that created the experience that we're having now, which is beautiful. Maybe we'll do some omming in a bit together.
Exactly.
That'd be quite nice,
And
wouldn't it? Especially while we've got Lama here.
Yeah, exactly.
So hold on, let's just go. Let me just ask you, let's just wind back to Saturday. I know you've got so much wisdom to bring, and we were going to have you on the show independently, because I think that would be a beautiful thing to do. But what was your experience on Saturday? Because you were on the stage, you were kind of really, you were
Maestro.
the I was going to say the glue, which sounds awful, but you were the thing that's kind of, you were
Narrator.
holding it all together. So Yogini would go on stage in between each of the acts and the speakers, and but you spoke so beautifully, and you could just like, didn't, when she went on stage, she emanated firstly just love and light, but everybody in the audience was smiling, weren't they? It was so beautiful. What was your experience being up there and being an expression of peace?
It was beautiful. It was to look out. When we first got there, it's overwhelming how stimulating that is. But
Especially us that spend half our lives like in nature and
exactly. And there was not a tree in sight, except a silver friendship tree, which was quite amazing.
That's true, that was amazing.
You know, when I first stepped onto the stage, it was quite remarkable, going back to what we're speaking about, the immediate effect that already this preparation of the sand mandala in front of the stage, which these geometric shapes start to have a direct effect, not only on everyone taking a glance on it in our own consciousness to shift us back into that calmer state of being, but it's sending that message into the collective. So already I walked in up on the stage and you could feel this like mandala, this circular space of calm that surrounded the sand mandala on the floor. And then when I started to look at the people, it's the interconnectedness. It was just, I just looked from one eye to the other and just saw light and connectedness with every single person. And it was that flow of that. Those speakers, the commonality that every single one of us has is that maintaining our peace within is challenging. And every single ambassador that was up there that was sharing their heartfelt stories of tragedy, of loss, of challenge, we can all relate to. And when we come together and say, yes, peace is our potential, it is our natural state of being, why is it so hard to maintain that peace in the days of our life? Because we're constantly getting thrown these curveballs. So it when I was up there and everyone was contributing, it elevates. And you realize you're not alone. We're all in this together. Let's share the stories and remember, though, that this what we're feeling, this calm and peace, is what we have in common. We're all born peaceful.
It's beautiful. I have this kind of thing that I say to people that because I've been through the process of meditation and yoga and studying with a shaman and 15 odd years of deep practice, and now I'm 35 years into that practice. But I have this line, and I say to people, if you can find peace within, then that's the beginning of you just becoming more comfortable with yourself. But everybody is addicted to the outside world. So they're looking for what they want to discover on the outside of them, which is that's not yin yang, is it? That's like you got to have the inner sense as well as the outer sense. But unfortunately, the world that we've been born into is like you get your stimulus from the outside. And we're all well practiced in the fact that knowing that that's not the case. So if you guys are looking to try and find a bit of peace and a bit of serenity within, look into meditation or look into chanting or look into yoga or looking to, there are other things like plant medicines and things like that that people are doing now, which is
Come to home
really
events.
come to Om Events. There we go. There we go. So just so you can get the whole live show was recorded. If you go to ommmmpresents.com, you will actually be able to see the show, which is amazing. So it was all recorded, did stream live. How about we move into a song? So one of our artists that played on Saturday, who actually did the most beautiful set, was Snatam Kaur. She is, I mean, she's Sikh, first of all, which is, as so my family. But she sang, I think, prayerful expressions of life through music. Like that's what it was for me. She was the most serene. I mean, it was incredible watching this kind of goddess up there on the stage emanating and singing peace. So we're going to go to her song. I'm sorry about this, but I've switched the song to Ong Namo. I'm hoping that my producer has got that ready. He's got it all lined up good because I know we'd switch it around. So this is Ong Namo by Snatam Kaur, and we'll come back to you in a second. I hope you enjoy this song as much as we did live. Welcome back. What a beautiful song, huh? I mean, you chose that song, Michelle, and obviously we played it because it was live, but what does that song do for you? Why did you choose that song?
I mean, you said it before, and actually, Yogini Jama and I have been talking about Snatam actually for ever since she performed that she emanates pure love, and yeah, it was a beautiful experience to see her in Times Square. And so I wanted the audience here to get a little taste of it. But also, I didn't know about Snatam's music until about a year ago. And again, with Om, We're looking to help with discovery and accessibility and amplification of, you know, individuals that are or organizations that we think are doing amazing things. And, you know, Snatam is one of those performers that I couldn't believe that I didn't know about her beforehand. You know, she's been at this for over a decade. She does world tours, and those who have found her are very loyal fans. And when I discovered her, I mean, this is also shows you, I think, the magic of the world. We didn't really talk too much about it, but I think that when you are in peace, you're able to be really present in the moment and really see all the opportunities and create, right? Or people like to say manifest. And I have to say, I did not know Snatam's music a year ago, and I got invited to one of her concerts, and I went in New York, and she just commanded the whole room, and it was so beautiful and so peaceful. And a year later, she was performing for, you know, with us in Times Square. And, you know, we were picking songs for her to play, you know, or asking her what she was going to play. It was so amazing to me. You know, I was at home listening to her music and texting her about her performance at the OM event in Times Square. And, you know, OM is a relatively new organization, right? So, or movement again, or whatever it is. Yeah. And it was so magical that in that short span of time, when your intentions are aligned and you are focused on the greater good, right? The collective, you can really make magic happen. And so that song now, I always thought it was beautiful and very peaceful, but for me, it will really represent the magic that can happen.
Yeah, beautiful,
focus
beautiful.
On peace. Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to one of the other M's in the OM is Maria, who's not here with us today, but is Michelle's co-founder. She's having a baby, so she's very close to bringing another new life into the world, which is amazing. But big shout out to you, Maria. And is there anyone else you'd like to shout out from the OM team? There's a few OM ambassadors out there that you might want to say hello to.
There's so many, and there's so many that are in the wings in the waiting. They just don't know it yet.
Yeah, if you want to know what an OM ambassador is, and you're feeling drawn to this kind of resonance or quality of what we are speaking of, then you can go to ompresents.com. You can sign up and you can become part of our community, and you'll get to find out some of the upcoming events. Should we just talk quickly about things that are coming up?
Sure. I mean, what we know so far is, actually, can we talk, Yogini Jema, you are going to have it's not necessarily an OM event, but it's an OM ambassador who is hosting, is it a 2-week long retreat in LA?
Well, this is what happens when the OM family comes together, is that, you know, if we're in one place, we want to do a pop-up, you know, we want to get together and open that space for others so that they can have this OM experience. Lamatashi will be in California, where my beloved husband, Yogi Cameron, and I have our LA temple. It's our home, which is our temple that we've been in for 12 years. And we've done our spiritual practice there every day. It's where we do all of our healing and consultations with others through Ayurvedic medicine and yoga. And with Lama coming, it inspired us to actually create a continuous open door temple, like in India or like in Tibet and the Himalayas, where people can go every day to come in, have some herbal tea, have a, you know, a grounding, nourishing meal, but it's a place, you know, that you can just walk in, calm your mind, nourish your body, replenish the soul, and feel that interconnectedness. So Lama will be there doing his live art, chanting his mantras, performing his, not performing, his really Tibetan
sacred,
the sacred tattoos, which is no one's experienced this before, you know, where you actually can give your astrological information, your birth date, time, and place. And there is a sound vibration, a mantra that is specific to you. There is a Buddha in that time that you were born that is specific to you. And Lama can share all that with you. So that's the Om experience, to bring these ancient practices and modalities to heal, to have harmony and balance within to others. So it's a pop-up. We call it My Temple. And that's going to happen in LA for the first time. It's
Yay.
inspired by Om.
How do people find out about that?
You can go to inspireliving.co, which is the portal that Yogi Cameron and I have, and there's information on my temple that will lead you to the events that will happen there starting October 14th for 2 weeks.
Yay. So if you're in LA and you fancy getting a
Come
taste of that,
to the temple.
come to the temple.
Come to the
And then
temple.
that is the start of a tour for Lama Tashi, which it's wrong to say it's the start of a tour because you're always on
There's always on
tour. Like
the
the continue Lama Tashi and also and Lama Anju, really, and all of the Tibetan monks that I've met, tireless in spreading love and compassion and really wise teachings. And so you're going to be on the road in California at a number of places. Can you talk about that a little bit?
We are Tibetan monks traveling. We have four or five Tibetan monks, and then this time we will go to after this event, 25th of October, we will be September, we will be in Sonoma Valley, in Rosa Grande, and they have the Tibet the community center. They have organized large event, and this is another follow up. And we will do the sacred Tibetan tattoos there. It's newly opened in the middle of the Sonoma. Sit down with the Venerable Wangchuk, myself, and when we do the Tibetan sacred tattoo, we will be chanting during that hour, creating Tibetan tattoo like you had. Michelle had it. Can you speak about that one?
Oh my gosh, I never thought I was going to get a tattoo, and I have one now.
It's really beautiful.
When we actually when Lama Tashi took us to meet His Holiness the Dalai Lama's office gave us all our Tibetan names, and mine was Tenzin Salden, which is Tenzin is the
The
hold
beholder of the Buddha Dharma.
of the Dharma, and Salden is the light,
The one who
right?
enlightens.
Yeah, and I didn't
Nice
know it at the time, but
there
but we had this. I had a whole lifetime in the 2 weeks that we were in Dharamsala. Thank you so much for that,
then.
and to Dolma, your sister, who's so incredible, and I had this name, and I just said I'm gonna get my first tattoo, and there's no one else that I want to do this other than you, Lama Tashi, and it was the most sacred experience. We did it at the temple, the Manjushri temple.
Our temple together. Om has also supported to build that reconstruction together. So that still it's a temple that is in the few hundred meters distance from the Dalai Lama's palace. It's in the compound of the meditation centers. It's the whole area is for meditation. And there still it's a host for Tibetan lamas and monks to come lodge when there's a teachings going on. So there's every month there's a teachings. So thank you very much, Michelle.
Thank you.
And there in that temple, we offered Michelle to do the have the mantra, her name in Tibetan, which given by the Dalai Lama. So it's very auspicious. Wow.
And once there were six, seven monks together when we were chanting. And then I start doing that tattoo. And then during that time frame, we finish it exactly when the chanting was finished. And it was like meant for.
Like they were chanting constantly the whole time, and you were in a trance. And then, but they couldn't see that I was, because they were behind me chanting. And as soon as Lama Tashi put the last, like literally the last part of the tattoo, the chanting finished. It was like completely synced up. And It was a very, very powerful experience. So I'm really grateful for that.
That's amazing. So if anybody is out there feeling inspired and drawn to having some kind of personalized tattoo by Lama Tashi, then you need to go to ompresents.com. You can sign up, and there will be moments that Lama Tashi and Om and the other ambassadors will be coming to a city near you or a country near
Or
you,
we can
and
organize
we can
something,
organize.
you
So
know.
there's, and then there's other things going on. So let's talk about, because we're coming to the last 10 minutes of the show and we want to get some live music
I
in,
was going to
right?
say that you're involved. We've talked about just US events, but we've got a couple of international ones coming up that you are a huge part of. So.
Absolutely. So we've got, our kind of first experience in terms of event, we started with on and the P Awards, the People Environment Achievement Awards, which, as you know, is the sustainability awards. And we had our first kind of day event, didn't we, where we brought panels and Avengers to come and speak, and it was amazing. So what we're doing now is we are planning our next year's event, and we're deciding to go bigger and more inclusive. And so they'll be looking up for dates for that. We've been invited to this year's COP, because, as you know, my thing is very much around sustainability and creating that reconnection with nature, our natural world, which is obviously very important if we are going to get through this thing that people are calling a climate crisis. We need to create that new relationship, or that kind of very old sacred relationship that we had with Mother Earth. So COP is all about engaging countries around the world to commit to stopping the climate crisis in various different ways. So we are going to have two panels at COP, which is
At
part of the,
least,
at
yeah.
least as part of the Extreme Hangout movement and various other places. And we're going to do one on the evolution of sustainability, and which was our theme last year for the piece. And the other one is going to be about culture. And that's going to be amazing, because culture is the very essence of the thing that changes the way that we live in the world. It's
Yeah.
like, it's the thing that everybody has forgotten how important it is. So, and then what else have we got?
We have a retreat.
Thank you for reminding
Yeah.
me. So what we've decided, because many of us are well practiced in our various different ways of connecting with peace and harmony and unity through yoga, through Lama Tashi's artwork and chants. My work has been shamanic and listening to nature. We're holding a collective retreat where our Om ambassadors come together and invite people to come along and experience and taste the different aspects of what it is that we are perhaps masterful in some cases. I don't mean that from an ego perspective at all, but I'm definitely sitting here with masters in their area of expertise. So that's happening. We're going to have our first one in December in the UK, and then we're going to have another one early in the new year, which will be in the city, which will be a day event. And then we're going to see how that is and see how that develops and see what the need is from people. And then we're going to hold some more all around the world, hopefully one in the States, right? So on that note, let's just leave the kind of speaking process, and we're going to move into music. Yogi Jama, let's just end with you. If you were, not if you were, because you are, but what is it that you would like to share from your experience that would be the most useful for people to take away with them as an Om representative, as an Om ambassador?
All I can tell you is try something. Try one of the experiences, any of it. I promise you will experience the power that you have within to have calm, to heal yourself on so many levels, to experience that interconnectedness. We have this potential. Every single one of us is journeying in this body, which is the most sophisticated operating system on the planet, faster than any computer, more efficient, more thorough. We just weren't given the operating manual on how to use it. So, all of these modalities that Om and all of us ambassadors are getting together is to teach you the faculties that you have to experience peace within. And it's not hard.
Okay, there we go. There we go. So we are going to have to cut to a commercial break. It's totally my fault because I forgot to do that. We're going to do that very quickly. We're going to come back and we're going to play out with some music from live from Lamateshi. It's going to be a charm. But commercial break. See you in a second.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
So thank you for joining us today. This is Jarvis Smith, Lean Into Clean on UK Health Radio. We are going to end the show with some live music, some chanting with Lama Teshi Norbu. Maybe we might join in as well.
And Venerable Wangchuk together joining me with mantras and prayers for world peace. Gange Lode Inda Ida Namda Rapseve Sangye Chöda Sogye Zonam La Chanjo Bardo Dane Kyabzo Che Dage Chin Sogye Be Sunam Ge Rola Penje Sangye Ndobra Sho Semje Damje Deva Da Deve Gyudan Dembara Gyurje Semje Damje Dunge Mebe Deva Da Mindeva Gyurje Semje Damje Nyire Chada Da Nyive Tanyon La Nebara Gyurje Chadon kolo yurwe gebo to Chendon geba sambu sangye to Gala gandu dela derdumbe Dumba chere se la cha se lo O manye peme ho